Hey, Mama! If you're looking to have a deeper relationship with Jesus and searching for a community of Christian moms, I'm so glad you are here. I'm a Christian wife and mom who is passionate about helping mamas finally let go of the mom guilt and learn to live loved. I want to help mamas see that they are truly and perfectly loved, even, especially, in motherhood. Welcome back to the Live Loved Mom podcast. I'm Cindy, your host. I'm a wife, mom, and lover of Jesus. Let's dig into God's word together and get encouraged while we're on this journey of motherhood. Let's learn some parenting tips and mom hacks and learn how to raise our kids God's way. So, grab your coffee, listen on your drive to work, or maybe put that forgotten load of laundry back to wash again. Let's tackle mom guilt together and learn to live loved. Hey, Mama, how are you? I hope you are doing amazing and having the most wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in again. So today, we are going to talk about teaching our kids about God's Word. And that's something that's near and dear to me because that's something that I love doing in kids ministry. Okay, so I want to first read Deuteronomy 11, 18 to 21. Sorry, let me just pull that up real quick. Okay, I'm reading out of the ESV. It says, "You shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand. They shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, talking of them when you are sitting in your house and when you are walking by the way, and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall write them on the doorsteps of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of the Lord, swore to your fathers to give them, as long as the heavens are above the earth." So, reading this passage, I see that God talks about repetition, right? I'm not sure how this quote goes, but I think it's like, repetition is the mother of learning or something like that. And it says so many times to expose yourself to the word, right? It says, you shall bind it. You shall bind it in your hand as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children. You shall talk them when you are sitting in your house, when you are walking by the way, when you are lying down, when you rise. You shall write them on the doorsteps of your house, on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of the Lord, sworn to your fathers to give them, as long as the heavens are above the earth. So it's a lot of repetition from that verse. It's saying to use God's word, basically, in everything that you're doing. It's saying to remember God's word, right? So it's only important, vital, especially I feel in today's society, for us to expose ourselves and our children to God's word as much as possible. Because culture is so loud and it's all around us. God's word is not. So we have to be intentional about teaching our kids God's word and exposing them to God's word. So when I think of like the importance of reading the Bible is how we find out God's voice, what God's will is, and how we as Christians should be living. So it's important to read the word, because that's how we get to know God. That's how we get to know who he is. That's how we get to know, you know, how he wants us to live, the promises that he has for us, the history of how faithful he's been. So, you know, in John 10, it talks about, Jesus talks about the sheep know his voice, right? They hear his voice and they know it. And the way for us to know his voice and to be able to hear his voice is for us to be in the word and to include the word in our everyday life. The other thing is that God's word is a weapon. If we learn the armor of God, it talks about, you know, the helmet of salvation, and that last part, I should probably look that up, but that last part, it talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So memorizing scripture is like having arsenal for the weapon, because you'll have those scriptures memorized for when a situation happens and you can remember those scriptures. So it's like having arsenal, the armor of God. You know, it tells you all the different things that we need to put on as Christians, and that very, I think it's towards the end, that very last part, it says the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And another reason I believe that it's important for us to teach our kids God's word is to build a foundation. In 2 Timothy 1:15, it says, hold on, I have to pull that up because I do not have it on my phone and I don't know it by heart. It says, this is the NLT. I remember your genuine faith, for you shared the faith that first filled your grandmother Lewis and your mother Eunice, and I know that same faith continues strong in you. Teaching the word of God builds a foundation that will last from generation to generation. And as a believer in Christ, I would love nothing more for genuine faith to be shared from generation to generation because of a foundation that we've decided to build in our kids, that the next generation is also have genuine faith, and a generation after that. So your grandkids, your great grandkids. So those are some of the reasons that I believe it's important to teach our kids God's word. And I have 5 practical ways that hopefully you will find helpful and can implement in your daily life right now. And you know, you can choose to just start with one if you're not doing any of them, or you can choose to you know, apply some of them if you're not doing all of them, right? Okay, so I would, you know, pick, if you haven't been doing any of them, you know, just start now and start with one, do it for a couple of weeks, and then you can add on the next one. An easy way that's kind of like a cheat sheet, really, an easy way to make sure that your kids know God's word is to take them to church, right? Take them to the kids ministry on the weekends. If they're old enough, like middle school and high school, make sure they go to the youth group. That is like the easiest way to get them exposed to God's word, to learn about God's word, to learn the Bible stories, to learn the Bible, is to make sure that they are plugged in to the church. And I'm going to give you some steps. So I'm going to start with pray a verse over them. So this is something that I started doing once I found out I was pregnant, was just praying a verse over my child. So when I found out I was pregnant, the verse that I kept meditating on was Jeremiah 29:11. God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So that was one verse that I just kept praying, you know, while I was pregnant, meditating on while I was pregnant. And then once he was born, I would pray Psalm 115, I think. Hold on. Listen, I'm in the same boat, you guys. I still need to memorize verses. be better at memorizing verses. I know some, but I can definitely improve. So Psalm 119, 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." And that's one of the verses that I would pray. That's one of the verses that I wrote on a chalkboard and put in my son's nursery when he was an infant. And that's what I would meditate on and pray over him, because I wanted him to, you know God's word and follow it. And then as he got older, like 4 or 5, I realized that he struggled with, you know, fears and anxieties, which is not uncommon for that age. So we memorized Joshua 1:9, "Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you." And that's one of the verses that he actually knows, because we've prayed it actually for a while. We've memorized and prayed, and we have memorized and prayed that verse, especially at night, like right before he goes to bed. Well, we would pray and pray that verse at night, because, you know, he would like wake up with nightmares, not want to be in bed by himself and all those things, which he still struggles with. But that's like one of the verses that right now I would say is kind of like his life verse, because you know, whenever he tells me that he's scared or he's afraid, I remind him, be strong and courageous, like Joshua 1:9. So definitely praying a verse over your child, giving them a verse, a life verse. If they're not old enough to, you know, have their own life verse, maybe give them one, and have them, you know, memorize it, which is actually the next one that I want to go into, is memorizing scripture. Helping your child to memorize scripture is another practical way to have them learn the word of God. And it is not always easy, but it's something that if you keep, you know, reading the word, if you keep repeating the word, you can also find like videos and songs that have movement that will help, you know, your child remember memory verses. Another way is whatever verse that they've learned, you know, at church, have them memorize that verse, because they're already exposed to it at church during, you know, the time that they're there. Just have them, help them memorize what they've learned at church. I would say to, you know, depending on your child's age, you can have them read it, write it, and then repeat it. I actually found like this great like little workbook on Amazon that is like genius, because it's kind of like a coloring book, and it gives a child like a verse in an area to read it. And my son is, you know, just knows how to read now, so I bought it for him. So it gives you a part to read it, and then another part where you write it, and then as you coloring it, you repeat the verse. And that's a great way to also get your child to memorize scripture. Another way, which I think is like third way is whenever you come back from church, or you know, maybe on the drive, or maybe even like dinner later that night after church, or lunch after church, talk about what you've learned at church that day. Like, I always ask my son, like, what did you learn about? Oh, what was the Bible story about? And sometimes he'll tell me there was no Bible story, but I'm like, okay, well, what did you learn about when you went to church, or when you went to the kids ministry? And that's a good way to get them to remember, because it will help them recall what they've learned. And if they're able to repeat it to you and teach it to you, then it will help them build those neurons in their brain so that they can remember the Bible story. Like my son right now, he's not like great at memorizing scripture, but he is wonderful at telling you Bible stories. Like, he can tell you this is what happened in the Bible story. So definitely you know, ask them what they've learned, and kids ministry or in youth group, like, hey, what did you learn about today, or what's one thing that you took away that, you know, you found insightful, impactful? Correcting and disciplining is another way to use it practically. In 2 Timothy 3, it says all scripture is God-breathed and is powerful. Hold on, I'm messing that up. Let me read it so I don't mess it up. 2 Timothy, I think it's 3. All scripture is God-breathed. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And this is 2 Timothy 3:16 out of the NIV. And that is one way that we can use the word of God with our children, is when we're correcting you know, a behavior, we can use God's word. I would say include it when you're talking to your child about maybe like not lying, and tell them how the Bible says not to lie, or how the Bible says to honor your father and mother. You know, like, use God's word when you're correcting and disciplining your children. And then one more is to infuse them with Christian content. And I mean, flood them with Christian content, because as they get older, especially when they're younger, like right now, I'm really trying, you know, my best to just surround him with just a lot of Christian content, because I feel like as they get older, one, they're not going to want to, most likely, and two, they're going to have, you know, friend influence and culture influence. So definitely, you know, TV shows, Christian books, Christian music, you know, do a devotional with your kids. My son is 6 and we do a devotional. We don't do it every day, but we, you know, I tried to do it. I got him like a kid's devotional book, and I tried to do it at least like a couple of times a week. And we were reading a devotional one day, and it was about not saying like doing what you say you're gonna do, basically. Not saying you're gonna do something and then, you know, and you don't do it. And as we were reading it, he went, "Oh, I do that." And I was able to be like, "Yeah, so that's something that we need to work on, because, you know, God doesn't like it when we do that. Like, the Bible says not to do that." So, you know, definitely, you know, give them Christian content. And you guys, there's so many good Christian content now, as opposed to like when we were younger. There's games now, there's apps that you can download on your phone. They have Bible games, Bible apps for kids. So there's definitely a lot of resources out there to help us expose our kids to Christian, godly, wholesome content. So I hope that you found this helpful. Hopefully, you know, you can implement some of these, or maybe all of them eventually, you know, just do one at a time. Let me see. I think there was one more scripture that I wanted to go over. Oh, yes. This is a good one. Okay. So I guess I will kind of end with this one. So this is 3 John verse 4. Wait, what? 3 John 4. It says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking. Oh my goodness. It says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. So these are the ways, you know, that we can, practical ways that we can implement into our lives. Even with, you know, remembering Bible stories or recalling verses, like the verse says in Deuteronomy, we can implement them on the drive to school. We can, you know, talk to our kids about what the Bible story was, or, you know, make it a fun game. Hey, do you remember, like, what happened between David and Goliath? Do you remember what happened in that story? You know, like, make it fun, make it interactive for your kids. My child is obviously younger, so, you know, making it into a game is definitely something that appeals to him, being at this young age. But, you know, when giving your child a bath, like, talk about the Bible story. At the dinner table, talk about the Bible story, right? So to remember who God is and what he has done, we can find that in the Bible, right? We can learn about his faithfulness and what he has done. And that's a testimony to your child and to yourself for your faith. So I would encourage you, and I pray that you found this helpful. I would encourage you to, if you have not already, implement one of these ways to teach your kids about God. Yeah, I think that's all I have for today, but I hope that you found this helpful. So once again, you know, pray a verse over your child. Help your child memorize scripture. Talk about what they've learned at church. Use scripture in correcting and disciplining. And infuse them with Christian content, because culture is everywhere. Social media, TV, the music. It's culture is all around us and we can't avoid it. But we can make sure that our children are rooted in God's word and build a foundation that goes from generation to generation of faith in Jesus. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I pray that it has blessed you in some way. If you found value in this episode, or you know a mama who could use some encouragement, please be sure to share the episode with them. Would you take just a few minutes to leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It would mean a great deal to me if you could let me know what you thought of the episode. Be sure to follow us at Live Love Mom Podcast on Instagram. And if you haven't already, come join us in our free Live Love Mom community on Facebook. Let's mom alongside each other and continue to learn to live love.